goes along with my message today. We're going to talk about faith. Faith should be a recurring theme to everyone who loves God, because faith is a key that unlocks all God's doors, all His promises, all His power. Hebrews 11, chapter 1. Hebrews 11 and chapter 1, the Bible says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you today, Lord, and help us to understand that you have the power. There's no power but of God. Thank you, Lord, for intervening for your people as you did with the children of Israel, Lord. Thank you that we have a Savior that we can call on, a present help in the time of trouble, Lord. Thank you for all those miracles that you performed, Lord, and we all have them here that we can speak about in our lives. What a precious story, Lord, and help us to learn from it and find strength in it and hope in it and find you in it, Lord. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. And what it's saying in the context is, faith as being the substance of things hoped for, faith requires an object. The object of our faith needs to be Jesus Christ. The Bible says repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, faith requires an object of faith, and that faith is Jesus Christ. And our hope is in the veracity, the truthfulness of our Savior. Thy word is truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So we have the truth, and our hope is in the fact that God cannot lie. The Bible says that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it, or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? He cannot lie to me. In fact, the Bible says God is faithful and cannot deny himself. He has to do what he says he will do. If he says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." He didn't say, "I might be, maybe I would, perhaps I would." He said, "Thou shalt be saved." The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. Our hope is in the veracity or truthfulness of Almighty God, his ability to do what he says he will do. No anchor that we can lay a hold of this morning. Ephesians 3:20 says this, "Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think." Say, "Well, I don't know if God can do this one." Sure he can. Nothing is impossible for God. It says in Hebrews 6:18 that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Now we choose to believe God, first of all, because the Bible says it's impossible for him to lie. I believe him because his word tells me that he cannot lie, that he is truth. He's about the only thing you can anchor to today. You won't find the truth anywhere else. And then secondly, we choose to believe God because of who he is to us. Try him out sometimes. We choose to believe God because of who he is to us. Now my dad been dead since 1989. But he was an honest man. He was scrupulously honest in his business dealings. He was honest. When he told me something, I knew that without the providential intervention of God, that it was going to come to pass. If he said, "We're going to go rabbit hunting Saturday morning," then sometimes Friday I'd be getting my boots together. I'd check, make sure I had my hunting license. I'd get all those things in preparation for us to go hunting because I knew it was going to happen. Why? Because my dad told me that it was. And I trusted in what he told me. My. That's our God. I didn't make my daddy prove to me what he said. I didn't question what he said. I didn't ask for a second opinion about what my daddy said. I took him at his word. The problem with a lot of the church today, a problem with a lot of Christians, is we refuse to take God at his word. We think maybe he can do it. Maybe he'll do it. Hath he spoken and shall it not come to pass? My expectation was based upon faith and what I was told. The evidence that I had that we were going hunting was the belief in and the credibility of the one that told me. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Now God tells us that the heavens were created. He created the heaven and the earth, and some believe that and some don't. You either believe God or you don't. It says in Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen are not made of things which do appear. Some say, well, God, I think God needs to provide a little more evidence than just his say-so. No, he don't. He don't have to prove anything to you. He don't have to prove anything to me. If he said it, I know from experience, I just believe what he says, and I take him at his word. A Christian says, well, if God says it, that settles it. That's right. You've seen the bumper stickers. If God said it, I believe it, and that settles it. No, it don't. It settles whether you believe it or not. In fact, most of the time, I think that God purposely leaves out a lot of the details. He just wants you to trust him by faith. We walk by faith. He won't prove things to us. We trust him. But without faith, that's Hebrews 11:6, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. Do you believe that God is? And that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God's ready, willing, and able to reward you today for your diligence in seeking him. I remember hearing a story, I read it somewhere years ago, about back in the day when the one cold winter, the Ohio River froze over, and said a fella started wanting to cross that river, and he started walking across that river, just tiptoeing, checking every step to make sure that ice was thick enough, and he heard something behind him, and he turned and looked, and there's a team of horses carrying a sled load of coal across that river, just getting it. Some folks have a lot of faith. Some don't have much. Faith, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Abraham, the Bible says in Romans 4:3, that Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. How do we get to heaven? By believing that Jesus Christ is who he said he was, and we embrace what he told us. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Have you received him? Have you embraced it? Have you trusted in that? Are you resting in that? Faith is a key that unlocks those doors, those promises. That power of God. We look down through those heroes of faith. They're called over there in Hebrews chapter 11. You know, in all those examples and all those instances over there in Hebrews 11, there's usually an action verb that follows each one. It says there in Hebrews 11, watch it now. It says, by faith, Abel offered. He did something. By faith, Noah moved with fear, prepared an ark. By faith, Abraham went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, Abraham, he offered up Isaac. They're doing something with their faith. By faith, Joseph gave commandment. By faith, Moses' mother hid him in the bulrushes. By faith, Moses chose to suffer the afflictions of God's people. By faith, he passed through the Red Sea. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. By faith, the harlot Rahab received the spies. My. First the faith, then doing something with that faith. In Hebrews 11:32, it says, "And what should I say more? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David, also of Samuel and of the prophets who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned the flight the armies of the aliens, women received their dead raised to life again, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection." In case after case here, in example after example, the element that stands out, the common thread, the common denominator here, is not just believing, but acting upon that belief, stepping out on that faith. The Lord told the disciples one time, said, "If you have the faith of a grain of mustard seed, you can say to that mountain, 'Be thou removed.'" What is that all about? I remember reading that verse as a boy, and I thought, well, surely I've got that much faith. Just the faith of a grain of mustard seed. Well, what I found that it's not necessarily the amount of faith that we have, but rather stepping out on the measure of faith that God gives us. Stepping out on it. Peter, he's the one that denied the Lord three times. He is also the one that began to walk on the water. And he was doing fine as long as he kept his eye on the Lord. He was doing okay. As long as he kept his eye on the Lord, as long as the Lord was the object of his faith, he was okay. Over there in James 2:20, the Bible says faith without works is dead. And that's not talking about salvation there. It's talking about stepping out on a measure of faith that God gives you. That we step out on our belief. We act on that belief. Our works are a direct result of the faith and belief that we have. James 2:17, "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man may say, 'Thou hast faith, and I have works.' Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show thee my faith by my works." God is saying, step out on that belief. Act on it. Those verses have nothing to do with salvation. They have to do with trusting God for something. And then based on that trust, you step out and believe God. I had to bury a young mother of five children last week. 35 years old. Those children, her mama, sister, were weeping. I said, "God's going to give you grace to get through this. I can't tell you how he's going to do it, but you just step out by faith and God will send that grace whenever that grace is needed and he'll get you through this. You will survive. God's grace." Now listen, I know there's always going to be doubt. That's because we're in the flesh. Paul said, "I know within me, that is within my flesh, dwelleth no good thing." Bible says Paul said, "We are those that have no confidence in the flesh." You say, "Well, I can't doubt. I've got enough faith. I don't doubt anything." Well, Paul said, we're the ones that don't have that kind of confidence in the flesh. "Let him that thinks he stand take heed lest he fall." So there's always going to be a little doubt mixed with faith. But step out. You step out anyway. Faith always has to do with the unseeable, the unknowable, sometimes the apparent impossible. And that's when God gets the glory. When we step out in spite of the odds, in spite of the hopelessness, by faith. Mark 10:27, "And Jesus looking upon them saith, 'With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible.'" You remember the story of the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They refused to worship the big image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up out in the plain of Dura. And he said, at a certain hour, everyone's going to kneel down and worship the image. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he said, "Well, if you don't, I'm going to heat up that fiery furnace seven times hotter than it normally is and going to throw you in it." Then he said, "If you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the burning fiery furnace." They told the king, said, "Now listen here, kingy." I could say something I don't want to. "Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace." Watch it. "And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king." You know what that is? That's faith. He will deliver us. You know what the next verse says? He will deliver us, but if not. Our God will deliver us, we hope. Our God will deliver us, we think he will. Our God will deliver us, but if not. There's always going to be a little doubt mixed with faith, but the key here is to, in spite of the doubt, in spite of the hopelessness, in spite of the odds, we step out by faith and trust God. Amen. Repentance toward God, faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. My. Whenever you yield to that doubt, you're trusting in the flesh and not in God. Don't let it keep you down. Don't let it keep you from trusting God. Despite the doubt, step out on the faith that you have. Despite the odds, keep your eyes on the Lord. Despite your circumstances, trust God. Act on what faith he has given you. The key that unlocks God's promises is his power. For without faith, it is impossible to please him. Look to that great cloud of witnesses we just read about. 1 John 5:4, "And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." What measure of faith has God given you? Are you willing to say, "Well, I don't think I've got faith enough"? I've heard that before. A fellow, "I'm ready to die," over at Sun, and said, "Tom, I don't know if I've got enough," though we were friends forever. He said, "I don't think I've got enough faith. I don't know if I've got enough faith." I said, "Are you willing to step out on the measure of faith God has given you?" And he prayed the sinner's prayer and asked Jesus Christ to save his soul. You know what took over when he prayed with that little faith? The faith of Jesus Christ got the job done. We act on the faith we have, step out on the faith we have. God will watch it now. He'll take that faith that you have as a grain of mustard seed, and with his faithfulness, he'll move the mountain. That's how it works. The power is trusting that God is faithful to his promises. You say, "Well, what do you mean, preacher?" Ephesians 3:12 says, "In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him." Don't say in him, don't say on him. It's his faith. We have boldness and access because of his faith, by the faith of him. Our mustard grain seed of faith, we step out on it and his faithfulness moves the mountain. Do you notice that? By the faith of him. We have a little faith, the faith of a grain mustard seed. Says that we have boldness by the faith of him. We see the impossible because of his faith. Watch it now. Y'all know the verse, Galatians 2:20. Paul said, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live," watch it, "by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." It's his faithfulness. That's where the power comes from. Our stepping out on our little faith empowers us through his faithfulness. "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." My, that'll set you free. 1 Corinthians 1:9, "God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." God is faithful. He'll always be faithful. Bible says God is faithful and cannot deny himself. He has to do what he says he'll do because of his holiness. He can't get around his holiness. Numbers 23, I've already said that one, 23:19, "God is not a man that he should lie." Man, what a thing to trust in someone who cannot tell you a lie. Somebody said, well, I know God can do it. I just don't know if he will. 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. God wants to bless you today. He wants to. He wants to reward you, according to Hebrews. He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Romans 3:3, for what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? Whether they believe it or not, if God says it, it's going to come about. Maybe God just don't have any credibility with you. Maybe you've never allowed him the place in your life where you trust in him more than you trust in your own thoughts and your own ways and your own peers and your own neighbors and your own education and your own this and that. But God is able. Maybe God doesn't have credibility with you enough for you to depend on him and to trust him. Maybe you're not reading the Bible like you used to. Maybe you're not faithful to the preaching and the teaching of God's word. Do you know how you get faith? Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Say, well, Lord, give me faith. Bible tells you how to get it. You get it by putting yourself under the preaching of God's word and getting your nose into that book. The Bible says, seek ye out the book of the Lord and read. Learn what God has to say. And then whatever measure of faith God gives you, you step out on that faith. Well, I don't know if God can, I've heard it before, I don't know if God can save me, man. I've done a lot of things. I've been a rascal all my life. I don't know if God can save me or not. Are you willing to step out on that mustard grain seed of faith and just take God at his word, where he says, whosoever cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Why would he refuse you after what he did on the cross? He's ready, he's willing, he's able to save you today if you're willing to step out by faith and say, God, I know I'm a mess. I know I'm a sinner. I know I've sinned. I've done this and I've done that. But God, I'm going to trust in you because I know I can't save myself. I'm going to trust in you as my Savior today. I'm done. Everyone stand up this morning. Piano player comes, song leader comes. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Do you have faith today? Do you have just a little bit of faith? Are you willing to step out on that little bit of faith that you have? Say, well, I'm just too sorry for God to do anything with me. Well, why don't you step out on that little bit of faith and allow God's faithfulness to get the job done, to move that mountain, to do what you can't do, what you never could do, what you'd never be able to do, but God is able. He is able to deliver thee. That's it. Are you ready this morning? Ain't God good?